Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Milwaukee. It is not good tonight. Bucks fall 114-105 to the Suns. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Pizza right here, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is not Sparky. This isn't Anthony Mandela. This isn't Baby Tausch. It's not Ryan Horvath. It's the Z team in here tonight. Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski here with you. And, of course, they stick me with a loss, a 114-105, Bucks lose. First time they've lost two games in a row all season long. First time they lose to the same team twice this year, and it's the Phoenix Suns. So, dial us up, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Got Nick Bode in here pushing all the right keys on the board. Nick?
Good evening, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, not great.
Yeah. Good old Evan, president of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. What's up, Heffles?
That was the most Bucks performance of all time, and I'm all for it.
All right. That one was a rough one, man. The Bucks, you know, yet again, it's the second game in a row that they were unable to hold a lead late. They fall apart late. And, you know, the one against Utah, that one was, you know, you give that one kind of a pass because they were missing half their team.
Mm-hmm.
This one everybody plays. Giannis, Bledsoe, Brogdon, all in. Even Paul Gasol. You know, they charged up his hover round, and he got some run out there. And the old man worked up a sweat. But not enough. Not enough. 114-105. Ouch. But on the positive side, Milwaukee, at least I'm in here. Because if Spark Dog was in here, if you listen to the post-game show on Saturday, you know, he was not happy. Because, you know, they blew a huge fourth quarter lead on Saturday night. And, you know, while that was disappointing, you know, half their team was out. So he wanted them to sit there. And if you're going to sit Brogdon, Bledsoe, along with, you know, Hill and Brown and Double D was out as well. And there were some Double Ds out at this game as well. We'll get into that later on. There was some good sights out in Phoenix tonight.
Ooh.
I'm kind of pumped, man. I leave for Phoenix on Friday, head down to spring training. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm licking my chops now.
You think you'll run into Yelich and his girl?
Well, I hope I run into one and not the other. I know I'll see Yelich at the ballpark. Yeah. I hope I run into her.
I know you're a big Yelich fan. I know you're hoping to run into him.
I like her. You, anybody knows her Twitter handle, let me know. She on Instagram?
Brent Musburger over here is trying to find out who it is in the commercial break.
Milwaukee. Okay, so 5-game road trip, 3-2. You know, yes, they should have gone 4-1. And I don't want to be presumptuous, but I think if they would have gone 4-1, to me, that would have been an A 5-game road trip. I think a lot of you still would have complained because of how they lost against Utah. 3-2, this one's tough to swallow. A Phoenix team that, you know, not a lot of success this season, but they've the second time that they've knocked off your beloved Bucks. So, you know, let us know, man. What are your thoughts on the road trip? And, your thoughts going forward. Bucks, they get a couple days off before they take on Indiana. So let's go straight out to the phones. Head to Waterford. Scott, what's your take, buddy? Scott, wake up.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, living the dream, boss. What's your take after the Bucks fall tonight to Phoenix?
These are the games that make you play a game 7 on the road.
Okay.
Whether it be in the Eastern Conference Finals or Golden State, this is completely unexcusable. I get it's NBA basketball, but when some franchise signs Middleton to anything over $25 million plus, they are going to rue the day because he is going to be a salary cap killer. He is the fifth priority of all of the free agents that they have. And, of course, they signed Bledsoe, so that's number four. But, I mean, I probably have listened or watched to every game this year, and probably only one or two games he's actually won a game for them.
Yeah, it's hard to argue.
There's no excuse for this. And he wants it. We all know he's going to want the big money, which is fine. I mean, I would as well. But these are the games that at this time of the year put you on the road in a game 7, and we all know what happens in game 7s in the playoffs by percentages.
Well, Scott, what are you talking about? Middleton, he shot 1-for-13 tonight. You're saying that's not $25 million a year worth?
4-for-24 the previous night.
Yeah, 1-for-7 from 3. He put up 6 points in 31 minutes. The guy's he's a freaking all-star.
You know, Utah's a good team, but when we're starting to rest healthy players, you know, our only number that we should be concerned about is number 7. We need to have game 7s at the Fiserv Forum throughout the playoffs. And resting healthy players is not getting it done. And if you look at Toronto's schedule, it is pathetic the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You look at Toronto's schedule and the Bucks' schedule, Toronto could very well pass the Bucks.
All right. I agree with you, Scott. Thank you so much for the call. Grab another cold one. Help ease that pain, brother. Before we go inside the box score to break this down, let's head out to Anaheim, California. Vincent, how you doing? What's the sunshine like out there tonight?
What's up? Say that again. My bad. I was unplugging you from my charger.
Well, we're all freezing like crazy out here. What's going on in Anaheim tonight?
It's about 50-something degrees, I think, out here. High 50s, low 60s. You know, when I was walking outside right now, I can see my breath.
Oh yeah, I bet you got the winter jacket on. what's your thoughts on tonight's 114-105 loss?
I mean, it's the first Bucks back-to-back loss this season, as far as I know. I might be wrong about
it
that.
It is.
But it's not a big thing, man. You in the playoffs, so you're trying to sell. I mean, I can understand you'll hit the panic button if you lose 2 straight in the playoffs. You know what I mean? But we got to see what y'all do when you play against Indiana. Everybody's fully rested. Hopefully, y'all come back against Indiana. I'm not Toronto Raptors guy, so I'm kind of like, hey, last year the Raptors had the one seed, and look how far that got. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know for Bucks fans, you guys, you know, getting to the Eastern Conference, that's a successful season, but I know what y'all want. You want that title. Same with me as a Raptor fan. I want that title too. So you got to look at it that way. And only thing I didn't like is when Coach he sat Bledsoe on the Utah game, man. I want to see you guys full strength, nobody sitting out, go against, you know, a decent team. And Utah's a decent team, you know what I mean? Rudy Gobert, that one guy, I forget his name, wanted to be Rookie of the Year, but I think Ben Simmons took it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I didn't like. I don't like when they rest, you know, players. Bledsoe, he signed that contract. He dropped 30 on the Lakers, which you guys almost would have lost that game. But, hey, you guys, you know, took care of it at the end. So, you guys are a good team, man. Just don't sweat it. I mean, of course, Chris Middleton, he's always the talk of the town over there, man. I be listening to you guys on the podcast all the time. And I'm always a week behind, so, but, man, everybody either loves that guy or hates that guy over there, man. He reminds me of Lonzo Ball, man, over here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, L.A., Laker country, man. Everybody either don't like him, but I think, you know, here's a question. Who would you rather have, Middleton or Lonzo Ball?
Well, so,
take the dad out of it. Take the dad out of it. Just skills on the court, Middleton or Lonzo Ball. There's a question for all y'all.
Yeah, that's about the one time that you'll ever hear me say I'll take Middleton.
Oh, damn, for real. No, I think Lonzo, he just keeps getting injured, but he might be a decent player. You know, he's got to be patient on that. His dad just talked him up. But yeah, I would say, man, just relax, Bucks fans. You guys already got in the playoffs. Just relax. But we'll see. Hit the panic button a little bit if you lose against Indiana, because that's three straight. But again, you guys haven't really lost back-to-back games in the regular season, man. So you just gotta just go take it. And against the Phoenix Suns, I know when you guys lost against Phoenix earlier this season, it was a big old deal too. But just relax, man. Drink a 40 for the homies, and just say next game, y'all. Next game, all right?
You got it, Vincent.
Toronto and seven, guys. Sorry, Toronto and seven. Guys.
Bucks in six, but make sure you call when we're smacking that ass around in the playoffs. All right?
Hey, I'll call. I'll give him a call back. You better cut this and record this. I'll give a call back when we win it, man.
You got it, Vincent. I'll keep it, buddy. Right. Thank you.
All right, take care, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call. There's Vincent in Anaheim. For some reason, he's a Raptor fan. I don't know how anybody could be a Raptor fan, especially with Drake on the sidelines. Jesus, you know, that just ruins it for me altogether. Okay, we still got a bunch of calls to go. Let's go inside the box before we go back out to the phones.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, inside the box score. How did we do in this 114-105 Bucks fall to the Suns? Giannis, he led the way, 21 points, 34 minutes, went 8 of 14 from the field, 0 for 1 from beyond the arc. Talked about it a lot Saturday night, 50%, 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Giannis continues to miss from the line. It's frustrating. 13 boards, 6 dimes, 3 assists. He did turn the ball over 6 times tonight. Chris Middleton, monster game, 6 points, six, just one more than you can count on one hand. My math is good. 31 minutes, 6 points. That's not going to get it done. 1 of 13 from the field, 1 of 7 from beyond the arc. He got half those six sitting at the free throw line, 3 of 4. He did manage 7 boards, 4 dimes, and a steal as well. Brooke Lopez, 10 points. At least he hit double digits. 32 minutes, 3 of 11 from the field, 2 of 9 from deep, perfect 2 of 2 from the line, 4 boards, and a steal. 1 turnover for Lopez. Eric Bledsoe, 15 points, 29 minutes, 5 of 15 from the field, 0 of 6 from deep, 5 of 6 from the line, 5 boards, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. The president, nice to have him back in the lineup. 19 points, including a huge 3-pointer that bailed out Giannis after he missed two free throws late in the fourth quarter. They get the rebound. It goes out to Brogdon, who nails a long 3 off the back rim, bounces 15 feet in the air, and goes through the hoop. 19 points, 29 minutes, 7 of 12 from the field, 3 of 4, 75% tonight from beyond the arc. 2 of 3, missed a free throw. Shame on you, President. 7 boards and a steal. No turnovers yet again. You know, I love Brogdon. I love him. I can't lie. Mirotić, 13 points, 23 minutes, 3 of 14, ouch, from the field, 3 of 10 from deep, 4 of 4 from the line, 7 boards, a steal, 2 blocks, 1 turnover. Ilyasova, 11 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 for 1 from beyond the arc, 2 of 2 from the line, 10 boards, 1 assist. And then finally, Tony Snell, 10 points, 20 minutes, 4 of 5 from the field, perfect 2 for 2 from 3, 2 boards, and a turnover. So overall, the Bucks, they shoot 36.8%, 35 of 95, shoot 28.6% from 3, 12 of 42, missed 30 three-point shots tonight. And only 74% from the free throw line from the charity stripe, 23 out of 31. Ouch. Ouch. Let's go to my brother from another mother. Trill on the north side, T. Come on, man. Make me feel better, T.
Man, what's going on with you?
Living a dream, man. But this is kind of ugly tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the last two nights, I mean, the first time they lost back-to-back games. Lost to the same team, season sweep the Suns got against us this year. I think, I mean, we still had a winning road trip. We'd love to have a 5-0. We'd love to have 4-1. We end up getting 3-2. I would say this trip, not concerned at all about this team. I just think Giannis was kind of lackluster this whole road trip besides the Utah game, and we end up losing that game too. Pretty much wasn't himself. Looked like he didn't have a lot of lift. I don't know if his legs are a little tired, a little bit or whatever, but, you know, it's a long season, 82-game season, so you have those patches here and there. I think they're going to rejuvenate off of this three-day rest until they play again on Thursday. Which would be good, but I think that's the reason why Milton was horrible. That goes without saying. I am a proponent of not giving him the max. If that means that we lose him, another team is in the max, so be it. I think we can find other ways to make our team continue to move on and be a good team without him. As long as we keep, you know, bringing players in, I don't think that'll be a problem. But, yeah, I just think this trip, Giannis, was a little lackluster as far as his performances. And that's the reason why we were, you know, 3-2.
Yeah, I agree, man. It looked he's starting to get a lot more shots blocked than he has all season.
The lift wasn't near as much, you know. He, of course, he's getting hacked a lot, and they're not calling it all the time. But at the same time, that's what teams are going to do. Especially in the playoffs. And I know he's going to be much better in the playoffs than he was now. But I just think he just had a lackluster trip, and that's okay. He's still the same player. He's still a great player. He's still a top MVP candidate, you know. We just got to continue to mow out these wins and finish at the least with the best record in the East. If we aren't able to hold on to the best record overall in the league, that's fine, but we need to at least have a number one seed in the East so that can give us a great chance to get to the finals.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
We'll go from there.
I agree with you, T. Thank you for the call, man. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
I agree. We need that one seed in the East for sure. And, you know, when the Bucks lost on Saturday to Utah, every other team that the Bucks needed, and I keep saying we, that the Bucks needed to lose, lost. So it didn't hurt them at all. And, you know, most of those teams lost that same night, and then Toronto went and lost on Sunday. So the loss on Saturday doesn't hurt at all. We'll see if what teams are going to, you know, inch closer because of this one. tonight. So let's go to the defensive play of the game.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, drive of the game. We're going drive of the game, brought to you by Wrench and Go. When I think Wrench and Go, I think of Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. Evan, what's your pick for drive of the game, brother?
Drive of the game, I believe it was a Giannis dunk off of a nice pick and roll with, I think it was Brogdon.
And here
we go. Technical difficulties. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phoenix 6 for 20 behind the arc. Giannis flush. Tied at 100.
Yeah, finally something going to the basket. Great pick and roll execution. And Bledsoe with the perfect pocket pass to Giannis on the roll.
All right, there we go. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Good choice, Evan. Yeah, tied at 100, and then the wheels fell off, and it went downhill from there. So, all right, let's take one more call this segment before we go to break here. We got full phone line still. Dominic on the north side. Dominic, what's your thoughts, and what would you grade this five-game road trip?
C minus at best. Tonight was the worst game I've seen them play all year. Mirotić, Middleton, they went 4-for-26. That's unacceptable. And they had a great year, but I'll be kind of nitpicking, but in the playoffs, you're going to see a lot of two-man game with Robin Lopez involved, Brooke Lopez involved. I think him and Middleton, they got like real slew-footed on defense where you can attack them. Poor shoot tonight, terrible offense down the stretch. Loose balls, they didn't dodge. See nobody hustle for loose balls. Brogdon only one looked like he was into the game tonight. Did I say that to say this? I'm not too concerned, but I'm more worried about the last 7 to 10 games going in. I want to get on a nice run going in, but I don't know what this was tonight. If they played any other 10, they would have lost about 25 points, you know. And as far as Middleton, his contract, anything over 100, I ain't paying him, you know, period. You know, so I don't know what they're going to do. But they definitely, I mean, they had a lot of good looks, too, that they just didn't make. But Giannis played sloppy, a lot of turnovers. I didn't like that. It's going to be basically what you're seeing tonight is going to be a lot of that in the playoffs. But in the playoffs, they really go at your weaknesses. There's no playing around. And they're going to have to clean that up. And down the stretch, I think Bud's been a good coach this year. But sometimes I think he stayed with guys a little too long for my taste. Once you see a guy getting chewed up, getting ran at, you got to pull him, you know, especially down crunch time. And other than that, I'm not too concerned though for this road trip. I mean, it's 82 games, you know, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, but we still got the best record in the NBA, so you know it is for what it is, but. But yeah, that's the only thing I'm really worried about is. It's going to be a lot of screen pop, a lot of screen rolls with Lopez involved. I think Mirotić can move his feet a little bit better, but they're going to do the same thing with him, and they're just going to run it time and time after another, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dominic. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Yeah, you know, I think C-minus is a little tough, you know, of a grade, but, you know, maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid. And maybe I'm still looking too far. Yeah, obviously, I know best record in the NBA and all that, but we all know where this franchise has been. And, you know, after the last 25 years going on a five-game road trip and to come away 3-2 and say that's a C-minus, you know, in perspective of this season, that's probably a fair grade. But overall, for the last 25 years, you know, most years you would consider that an A+. So, You know, I hear you. This one's tough to swallow. 114-105 against Phoenix, you know, second loss in a row, first time all year, second time you lose to the same team all year. So this one's hard to go. Let's go to the defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, back behind the glass. We're letting them talk again. Mr. Heffels, what do you got for the defensive play of the game tonight?
There really weren't many standout defensive plays tonight, and even Paschke was kind of a little nonchalant with this call. It kind of goes with the rest of the game, but it was a Nikola Mirotic block.
Block shot, Mirotic. He gets Tyler Johnson. Giannis.
All right. Thank you. Again, highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Yeah, the calls tonight weren't phenomenal, that's for sure. And you can understand it in the fourth quarter when the game was lost. But Justin, North Carolina, full phone line still. We'll get to you guys first out of the chute. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. Right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, back in a flash.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. Pick that stuff up. It is legit, and you can get it at Pick and Save. Hello. Bucks fall 114-105 to the stupid Phoenix Suns. Before we get to the X Factor of the game, let's head out to the south side. Mike, what's happening, Mike?
I missed you Friday. My phone went out, but I don't think people realize this. I count a 9-day road trip, 4 time changes, 3-2. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
And now we come home, some home cooking, get some brats and cheese curds in the bellies. And I wish I had tickets for Thursday. And at least it's not a back-to-back, you know. And it's 2 home games. So I think once they win those 2 games, everybody's going to be sleeping pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. So overall, what letter grade would okay, that's all right, Mike. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. Overall, 3-2, it's not. I expected 4-1 going into the road trip. They come back 3-2. Am I a little disappointed? Sure, a little. Am I going to cry about it? I am not. Justin, in North Carolina, you shedding any tears on this one, Justin?
Nah, no tears, man. But damn, man, it must be boring as hell out in Anaheim, California. We got that Raptors fan that keeps calling in every night. looking behind them to make sure, or looking above them. I'm sorry, man. Jesus Christ, man. We don't drink 40s in Milwaukee either. That was like 20 years ago. But anyways, man. Sorry, Jeff. Had to get that off.
Hey, man. I agree with you.
But man, listen. This team lost 2 games on the road. Like you said it so beautifully before, when you were like, man. 2 years ago, we would have gave our pinky toe for a 3-2 road trip.
Yes, sir.
So am I upset at the caliber of talent that this team has? Maybe not upset. Maybe just a little bit frustrated is a better adjective to use to describe it. But I'd have to give the road trip a C+, maybe B-, considering that we played shorthanded one night. We took a good playoff team to the brink. We lost to a horrible team. But, hey, let me ask you this, man. Everyone's talking about everything else in the game, but how about Smoke and Joe getting a little bit of clapback on us tonight, though? That's just...
I know. Smoke and Joe Prunty gets a little revenge on the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think I just threw you a drop, didn't I, man? But, yeah, look, I'll be up March 28th for a game. Can't wait to see the Pfizer Forum, man. Bucks will be back in the Pfizer Forum on Thursday. We're going to beat Indy. Everything will be all right. It's an 82-game season. Even if we did lose 3 in a row, it's 82 games. This team is
far too deep. We have veteran leadership now. We will be fine, man.
Yeah, I agree. Can't wait. I agree with you, Justin. March 28th, hit me up on Twitter when we get closer, man. We'll go out and have a couple.
My guy. Take care, man.
All right, you too, man. You too. There's Justin in North Carolina. Thank you for the call. Dial us up, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Before I forget, we'll go to the X factor of the game. You know, okay, so for me, the real X factor was Kelly Oubre. You know, 27 points in 33 minutes, 50% from the field, 1-of-3 from beyond the arc. You know, he just 13 boards, five of them on the offensive end of the ball, other side of the ball. You know, he just sat there and he got a lot of offensive rebounds and just had easy putbacks. And he was getting boards when there were three or four Bucks standing around him. He was the only Phoenix Sun, you know, in a sea of Bucks, and he was still getting the ball and putting it back for easy points. So, you know, he's your X factor. I do have two other X factors of the game. You get triple X coverage here with the pipe bomb tonight. Robin Yount, he was at the game. Always good to see Yount out at any event. So that was awesome. Then they showed Christian Yelich in attendance. NL MVP, and, you know, we all saw that video with Giannis, you know, a freak on the court, a freak in the sheets, you know what I'm saying. Christian Yelich had some nice eye candy on his arm tonight in the stands. If you missed it and you DVR'd this game, and I hope you did, please go back and look because you'll be thanking me. That's for damn sure. So, you know, we've graded this road trip, the five-game road trip, 3-2. Evan, how would you grade the arm candy that Christian Yelich showed up at the Suns game with?
Ooh, we're going letter grade. I would say, I think an A-minus easy.
Oh, yeah.
Those lips were a little fake.
Wow.
Just a little bit.
Who cares? Who
Fair.
Cares? Bodhi, what would you give Yelich's girl?
I got to give him a stone cold A. I mean, not only the NL MVP with some great arm candy, but he's Baker Mayfield's hero. Come on, man. That's big time.
Well, I don't care about Baker Mayfield. I'm thinking about her. You know, I guess if you're strong enough to hoist the MVP trophy, you're strong enough to hoist all of that because, yeah, that was nice. She was nice. And then even earlier in the game, Fox Sports Wisconsin, they did a great job on the coverage tonight because – they showed a brunette in the crowd, just some random chick, or at least she didn't look familiar to me. She was sitting behind, you know, they were showing Coach Bud walking up and down the sidelines, and unfortunately he got in her way a lot, but oh, yes, please. And if that's how they dress in Phoenix, I can't wait to be there 5 days from now, boy. It's going to be fun. Don't tell my wife I said that, please. But, yeah, so multiple triple X factors tonight because watching this loss, that's what was going through my mind. So let's go back and let's get an eye on the enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
All right, let's take an eye on the enemy tonight. The Phoenix Suns, they pick up the win, beat the Bucks for the second time this year. That sucks. Bender, no points. Good job. Didn't even attempt a shot. He did pull down three boards, two assists, two blocks. I mentioned Kelly Oubre already. I don't want to go back through his numbers. That just makes me sad. DeAndre Ayton, 19 points, 8 of 13 from the field, a perfect 3 of 3 from 3, 12 boards, two assists, three blocks, no turnovers. Yeah, Devin Booker, 22 points, 8 of 18 from the field, 50%, 2 of 4 from three-point range, 4 for 4 from the charity stripe, 5 boards, 7 assists, a steal. He had 4 turnovers, so at least he did He tried to help out Milwaukee. So, you know, that's painful. That's painful. And Bucks fall, 114-105. So, you know, second loss in a row, first time all season. Like I said, it this one is tough because, again, this is back-to-back games. They had a lead late, and they blew it, and they ended up losing. They did it on Saturday night in Utah. They do it tonight in Phoenix. You know, a lot of ugly plays, a lot of ugly shot selection. It wasn't good. And, you know, but like I said, you shake this one off because, you know, this hasn't happened. You know, 14 turnovers for the Bucks tonight. And to me, it seemed like more. I was shocked when I only saw 14. Yeah, it seemed the second night in a row that they had problems even catching the ball and holding on to it. It looked like, for some stretches in that game, it looked like there were three Thon makers on the court with stone hands. And it just blew my mind because we haven't seen the Bucks play like this in a long, long time. So that said, let's see if we can dig up a screaming Sicilian play of the game.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming?
Brought to you by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right, well, go back to the other side of the glass here. Evan, looking for a screaming Sicilian play of the game, and I guess it could be Yelich's lady.
It was not.
It was not?
No, unfortunately, no.
Okay.
It was late in the game, last minute, gave me some hope. Giannis missed two free throws, and then Malcolm Brogdon hit a three to tie the game.
How about a three? Free throw by Giannis.
Shades of Don Nelson against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, the good old bounce swish three. You know, that one, you know, I was yelling at the TV when that one went in. That was nice. And like I said earlier, that bailed Giannis out. Two clutch free throws missed down the stretch. Rebound goes out to Brogdon. And that thing bounced 15 feet in the air off the back rim and came down like butter. So, yeah, good choice. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin again. So that, there we go. There we go. Bucks fall 114-105 to Phoenix tonight. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Bud. We're going to hear from Malcolm Brogdon. We still got to hear from Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel. We got a whole lot more. And we still want your calls. This is the people's show. The only show that matters after every single Bucks game. Dial us up, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. If you're listening to us in your garage, you have your cell phone handy. All you got to do, 414-799-1250, and then hit the green button. That looks like a phone on some phones, you know, just press that and you'll get to talk to us on the air. It's awesome. So all you garage dwellers, everybody, give us a call. We'll be back. We got more of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Pizza right here on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, this should be an interesting press conference. Welcome back. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Pizza. Right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bucks fall 114-105 to Phoenix. First time all season they lose two games in a row. First time all season they've lost to the same team twice. And, of course, it was Phoenix, which, like I said, you know, a lot of people, me included, kind of surprised. And, you know, but 3-2 on the five-game road trip overall, I give this road trip, you know, a B-minus. You know, it's not what we expected based on the results so far this season. However, like Justin from North Carolina said, you know, 2 years ago, you would have sold, you know, you would have had your pinky toe cut off for the Bucks to go 3-2 on a five-game road trip. So, yes, I know that entering the game, the Bucks were, or I'm sorry, Phoenix was 13-51, now 14-51. You know, every now and then you just kind of throw a bone. Give them a bone. You know, why not? It is what it is. We still got the best record in the league. And after Saturday night, when the Bucks lost to Utah, everybody that mattered in when you're scoreboard watching, Toronto, Indiana, 76ers, the Celtics, they all lost. So it that one didn't hurt. And we'll find out if this one does. But you know, right now, the Bucks, obviously, they've already clinched a playoff spot, and there's still two games up on the Raptors after the loss tonight. So let's see what Coach Budenholzer had to say after tonight's 114-105 loss.
A lot of credit to Phoenix. You know, the competitiveness of their group, the energy they played with tonight, they deserve a lot of credit. They made the plays down the stretch, fought back from being in a hole a couple different times. So, you know, I think just a lot of credit to Phoenix tonight.
You had a number of contributors just not hitting shots tonight. On nights like this, I know you often say just work on defense, when that'll come around. But when it isn't coming around, how do you try to get these guys through it?
You know, just you got to stick with what we've been doing all year. You know, I think we just were sloppy at times, sloppy in transition, sloppy execution. Just not as good as we need to be. And I thought the offensive boards and Oubre really stood out as, you know, he just too many putbacks, too many free throws. You know, that can help you cover for missed shots. But we had a bad combination of not making shots and not being good enough on the defensive boards tonight.
Do you expect a game like this at the end of a road trip, you know, where, you know, this is the fifth one, wrapping it up and maybe tired legs or anything like that?
Well, I mean, there's certainly, you know, going out on the road and being out for a while and, you know, a lot of energy in L.A. and Utah Friday, Saturday. Now through this is our third game in four nights. So, you know, I think our guys can be better, but there's certainly part of life in the NBA and playing your fifth road game on a road trip is part of it. So our guys will bounce back. They'll be ready.
Critical stretch, I suppose. Life, you were up by 9 in the fourth quarter. Is that, are you looking at the defense
end with that? Yeah, no, I don't think we got any stops. We didn't get any rebounds. You know, they hit a couple tough shots. Oubre's 3 in the corner was a big one. You know, so Aiden gets the and one. I don't know that our activity and our togetherness defensively was where it needs to be, you know, to maintain a 9-point lead or just to win a game.
What did you think of Phoenix's efforts on the defensive end and the way they mucked up the paint?
Yeah, no, there was a good crowd, and you know, when we're not making our threes, then it just kind of compounds it. You know, we had some good looks, and then they did some good job and physical with Giannis and made it difficult. So you know, we've seen it before, and we'll see it again.
You got to see Powell for the first time tonight. They actually got to play him tonight. What did you think of his effort?
Yeah, I thought it was good, just for him to get out on the court, play with us, and thought he had a couple good opportunities. You know, it's just great to have him in uniform and ready, and, you know, he's going to get better and better.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
Well, that was interesting from Coach Bud there. Talked a little bit about Paul Gasol and running his old ass out there tonight. He played 5 minutes, 0 of 2 from the field, 0 for 1 from beyond the arc. He did pull down two rebounds, and he had an assist. He also had a turnover, but he was plus one on his night. So Gasol getting a little run today. Heffels, how would you grade Gasol's performance?
Inconclusive, C, average.
Yeah.
Not enough to know yet.
Yeah, of course, you know, it's way too early. You know, this is, you know.
If we're going for some, like, wild takes and crazy accusations, that was an A++ because he was not the reason we lost tonight.
Well, of course. Of course, you only play 5 minutes. You know, he's definitely not the reason for the loss. You know, it was frustrating because when Gasol got out there, the Bucks were trying to feed him so much that they created just, you know, there was three or four stupid turnovers because they were just trying to force feed him the ball, Bodie.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be doing that out there. Like, it's a weird adjustment thing. We got kind of lucky with Mirotić because he was injured when he came in, so he got to spend a couple days with the team and sort of, you know, gel, at least figure it out in practice. I mean, they said pregame he pretty much had a shoot around, and that was about it, just kind of go out there.
Yeah, you know, they definitely kind of threw him to the wolves, but, you know, he's a seasoned vet, and, you know, he's been around for 857 years. So, you know, you expect him to sit there and to show up and show out, and, you know, it was just good seeing him out there. I think it's a good pickup. I don't know how people could be really against the pickup. You know, the guy's got so much finals experience, playoff experience. He's phenomenal in the locker room.
Six-time All-Star.
Hello. You know, just win, win, win. You know, is there any negative that you could see about bringing Gasol in?
I personally wasn't a fan of him when he was a Bull. I thought he was kind of whiny and floppy a little bit. But I hated Marcin Gortat more, so I am all aboard the Pau Gasol train. I might get a jersey, maybe a tattoo.
Nice. Nice, a big neck tat of face or
absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, who doesn't want that face tattooed on them? That is a beautiful face.
So you're going to have Gasol on one side and DJ Wilson on the other?
Yep, and then Rashad Vaughn on my heart, because he is my heart.
Wow. Well, we know that you're going to be single a long time, Heffel. Oh, any fathers out there, if your daughter comes home, says they started talking to this really nice kid named Evan, and you see neck tats of Pau Gasol and DJ Wilson, lock your doors.
I'm so sorry.
I got something exciting for you guys. This was the night my mom finally learned how to pronounce Giannis's first and last name.
Wow.
I've been walking her through the Giannis part because she said Giannis for a long time, but I think we've hit the turning point on this season. If she can finally pronounce the name, they get it together after this, I feel good.
Well, okay. Good. Hopefully she can remember all the way up and, you know, up until the end of June when the Bucks season is over.
There you go.
That might be the only victory tonight.
There you go.
But I'll take it.
That and Yelich's girlfriend.
Oh, that's true. Very good point.
And come on, Robin Yount in the stands. Yeah. It's awesome.
There was a lot to be happy about tonight, you know, and that miscellaneous brunette that was sitting by Coach Bud that he kept getting in the way of, and I was yelling at him and at the TV, probably making not making myself look so good, but it is what it is, and you know it's not the first time that I make myself look bad. So you know, but yeah, Coach Bud, you know, talking about Pau Gasol, like I said, they were force feeding him way too much, and I understand you want to get the first points out of the way, especially when you got a veteran like that. You know, welcome to the club, let's go, your first game, let's just sit there and let's just sit there and get your first points out of the way so it's not hanging over your head. And you know, he did get thrown to the wolves. He's barely been here, and you know, like you said with Mirotić, they sat him out. I was hoping that he would play a couple games before the All-Star break, and they sat him out all the way through. So it is what it is. But let's look at the Milwaukee Bucks injury report.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
Well, not a whole lot new on the injury report. You know, George Hill, he was out. Sterling Brown, Dante DiVincenzo, Ersan, he was listed on the injury report. Obviously, he played in tonight's game, but technically, I guess he's listed as day-to-day. So it, you know, I was listening to the pregame and Coach Bud's interview before tonight's game, and he did say that George Hill is making progress and coming back. And, you know, when he finally gets healthy enough to see the floor, that does nothing but help this team out. You know, Sterling Brown obviously can add some big minutes as well. You know, DiVincenzo, you know. But then again, you know, if we go back to some of the conversation from the postgame show on Saturday when Sparky was here and that loss to to Utah, you know, Christian Wood got a little bit of run in Saturday's game against Utah, nailed the three and played about 5 minutes early and then never saw the court again. And he was a DNP tonight as well. So, you know, obviously with them trying to work in Gasol, maybe Gasol took his 5 minutes and Wood got regulated to the bench. But after that kid has put so much quality time in the G League and the numbers that he put up in the G League, which obviously, you know, the talent level is night and day compared to the big boys, but I would like to see him get a fair shake, you know, maybe see 12 minutes one night in a game that's not a, you know, 30-point snooze fest. Yeah, why not? But, you know, they got so much talent on this roster now that, you know, it's hard for any of these guys. You know, DJ Wilson, he didn't play tonight either. And, you know, he cooled off the last few weeks, but he played some big minutes for the Bucks just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it's going to get hard. And then obviously when the playoffs come, the bench shrinks and you're only going 8 deep, 9 deep max usually. And, you know, it'd be hard for any of these guys to get minutes, but you never know when something can happen. And one of these guys has to get shoved into the spotlight and is expected to deliver when the lights are hot. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. I want to see Wood out there, and I'd like to see – I don't want DJ to just, you know, be a pedestrian and a spectator for the rest of the season because he did some good things. And the growth that he showed was, for me, was very impressive. And I wouldn't mind seeing more. But who knows? Maybe that's just ramblings from the pipe bomb here. So Bucks fall 114-105 to Phoenix tonight. Ouch. However, 3-2 road trip. You know, I give it a B, B minus. You know, after the loss to Utah, I expected them to go 4-1. I expected them to win and win handily tonight. But they didn't. And but I'm not going to cry over a 3-2 road swing either. So they're still right where they need to be, two games ahead of Toronto in the Eastern Conference. So they're sitting good. So we're going to take another break here. When we come back, we still got to do some forward thinking. We got to dish out the Chili's MVB so you can win yourself some free food on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning. Get to call in to the Rock Stars in the morning and win yourself some free Chili's. Can't go wrong with that. And then, of course, we're going to talk to Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel as well. That's all still to come. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back!
All right, welcome back. It's the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Pizza right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bucks fall 114-105 to the Suns tonight. There's still time. You can get to us on the phones, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well. Let us know. Give us your grade. Two things. Give us your grade on the five-game road trip for the Bucks, and if you can find the picture that I just found of Yelich's girl, from Hawaii.
Do we have a name yet?
Mabel Lynn, M-A-B-E-L-Y-N-N, C-A-P-E-L-U-J, at Mabel Lynn, C-A-P-E-L-U-J. She's got a picture from herself in Hawaii there. And, okay. So, you know, before we were supposed to go inside the locker room and listen to what Malcolm Brogdon had to say after the game, and I kind of got distracted with the triple X factor that I hit you with earlier. So let's listen to Malcolm Brogdon right now, shall we?
I feel great. My foot's fine. Just playing in fashion.
You guys were up 10, 7:20 to go. What happens? This is the end.
Didn't get stops and didn't rebound the ball. Gave him too many second chance points.
What is it about the Suns?
You know, you got to tip your hat off to them. They play hard. I think they have more energy than us when we play them. So it results in extra shots, you know, pushing the ball down the court, getting easy shots on us. You know, I don't think we take them as seriously as we should.
Bubba mentioned that there was a little sloppy play in transition and just not executing the way that you guys would want to. Is that just something that can happen at the end of a road trip, or what do you chalk that up to?
I think it's just a lack of focus. You know, we got to come in and play harder. That's really the fact of the matter.
You see a bunch of guys all at the same time having like off shooting nights. Is there anything you can attribute that to?
No, it happens. Happens. It's just unfortunate. It happens against a team like this that plays hard and that's making shots.
You try to get through that, but then you have some of the guys that just can't seem to battle.
You keep shooting them and try to get stops, but we still couldn't make them, and we didn't get stops.
Yeah, well, there's Malcolm Brogdon after the game tonight, 114-105 loss. Chili's MVP. I'm going to give you a name. You're going to write this name down. Right around 8:35 tomorrow morning, you're going to call in to the rock stars, Chuck and Winkler. They're going to say, who's the Chili's MVP from last night's game, the 114-105 loss? You're going to give them the name I'm going to tell you, and you get a chance to win free Chili's. You can drown your sorrows in their delicious margaritas. You can get fat on their awesome fajitas. Oh, I love Chili's. I can do that all day. So Chili's MVP, tonight's game, 114-105 loss to Phoenix. There's only one person that I can give the MVP to, and that's Christian Yelich. That man, you see that arm candy that he was sitting in that arena with over there? He's your MVP. That guy is living the dream over there, man. You win the MVP, you hoist that nice trophy, and do whatever you want with your arm candy. So, anyway, call in tomorrow around 8:35 when Chuck and Winkler ask you for the MVP. You say Christian Yelich, you get a chance to win free food from Chili's. Let's talk to Matt Velasquez.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez.
Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Bucks fall 114-105 to Phoenix. Let's head out to Phoenix, Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel. Matt, what the hell did we see tonight?
Oh, well, we saw some bad Bucks basketball and a very motivated Suns team put something together and give the Bucks their second loss of the year. You know, to them. I mean, they haven't lost a team twice, and now they've lost to the Suns twice. The Suns have 14 wins, two of them are against the Bucks. I don't know if any of us would have seen that coming, but here we are.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It, you know, there's been a couple things on this road trip, and you know, which overall in the five game road trip they go 3-2. So you know, I grade it as a B minus. You know, I after the loss to Utah, which I understood, and you know, it stunk because they had a nice lead in the fourth quarter and they blew it away, and they couldn't hold on to a lead tonight. But I still think 3-2, B minus, that's not bad. What letter grade would you give on this road trip?
Overall for the road trip, I'd probably go somewhere around there, B minus, maybe a C plus overall. I think, you know, the Bulls game, obviously they handled that the way that they were supposed to. The Kings game, they had a significant lead and let that trickle away before Eric Bledsoe took over and at the end of the regulation overtime and got them that win. The Lakers game was, you know, a good showing, and it wasn't great the whole way, but, you know, they finished out strong. Utah, you don't really expect them to do much with that many guys hurt, and what they were able to do was impressive, even though, like you said, they couldn't finish it. And then tonight, it was just a stinker. So, you know, I think maybe, you know, if you take the collective of it, maybe C plus. I mean, that's where I go with that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're basically on the same page. It just, these last couple games for the Bucks, you know, Utah, there were long stretches that it was just a turnover fest. And, you know, and even tonight, it seemed like there was a bunch of times where, you know, even Middleton and normally sure-handed guys, you know, kind of had a case of the Thon Makers where they had stone hands and were having problems even catching the ball. And then I can't remember in the span of two games seeing Giannis get blocked as much as we have. So, you know, you think fatigue is playing a little bit of a part?
I mean, you maybe you could see that happening. I mean, we asked Brook Lopez about that, and he said he didn't think that was an issue. You know, every team has 3s and 4s. You know, and they've generally managed their minutes well. I think that, you know, you look at Giannis, I think teams know exactly what he's trying to do. And, you know, the Suns were loading up on the inside to try and block him and make things hard. They were selling out on double teams. They got him to turn the ball over 6 times. And then the Bucks weren't making their shots. And they were 12 of 42 on threes, you know, 28.6%. You know, when you're not shooting the ball well and, you know, they're selling out on the inside, it's going to make things a lot harder for Giannis, a lot harder for everybody who's driving because the paint is just so congested. And then they just didn't do a good enough job of making him pay from long distance. I mean, you know, Chris Middleton's 1 of 7. Eric Bledsoe's 0 for 6. Brook Lopez, 2 of 9. Nikola Mirotic, 3 of 10. Like, those numbers just aren't good enough, especially for the quality of looks that the Bucks got, you know, for a large part of the game.
Yeah, you know, that's why I think this is a one-off as well. And, you know, you just kind of sit there and flush this one and move forward. But overall, 5 minutes from Paul Gasol tonight, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I think he's still kind of feeling his way out. I mean, he doesn't really know their plays, exactly everything that they're trying to do. He had a couple good looks that he couldn't get to go down. You know, he's not yet who he's going to be for them. But, you know, we'll see what he can be over time as he starts to get a little more chemistry. And they'll have an off day tomorrow and practice on Wednesday. And maybe he'll have a little bit more of an opportunity on Thursday to make an impact.
What did Christian Wood do on Saturday in Utah? He played, I believe, like five minutes.
He played seven minutes, made a three. Nothing too outstanding.
Did he, like, step on Coach Bud's shoe when he was walking to the bench, and that's why he's been regulated to sitting on the pine, or what?
No, that's just the whole season thing. They think the guys ahead of him are better. The guys ahead of him generally have been better. And so, you know, he hasn't gotten a ton of opportunities. You know, he's performed okay. I mean, he's been really good in the G League. He's performed okay in his chances to play for the Bucks, mostly against, you know, kind of bench units and garbage time. You know, but Bud's going to roll with the guys that he trusts more and the guys who've been there before. And, you know, there's no shortage of those guys on the Bucks roster.
Yeah, two more questions for you, and then we'll let you get out and enjoy Phoenix. Smoking Joe Prunty gets a little revenge on the Bucks tonight. Did you talk to him post game?
No, I saw him briefly before the game. He was actually like sprinting down the hallway. I don't think he saw me, but no, I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him. I'd love to say hi, but it just didn't happen.
All right, and then any little nuggets, any secrets of the kingdom that that you picked up in the locker room you want to give away here on the air?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have to see what's up with Giannis's hand. You know, there was that, you know, missed alley-oop situation with Bledsoe, and I think it was the second quarter, and you know, his hand got hit. It was bothering him after the game. You know, he said it's fine. He said just got hit, but he also went to the trainer's room, and he said, oh no, that wasn't. I just know somebody there. But then, you know, after he talked to us, he went, you know, in the Bucks locker room to see their trainer and got his, you know, right thumb and index finger taped up and he's got his hand wrapped. So, you know, it seems like there's something more than he's letting on. But we'll have to monitor that over the next couple of days and see how he's doing, see if that becomes an issue.
All right, yeah, a little cloak and dagger getting played by Mr. Freak there. So there's Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Check out his fine work in the Journal Sentinel every day. Matt, thank you so much. Have a safe trip home.
All right, will do. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Matt Velasquez, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, Bucks, they fall 114-105 tonight to Phoenix. Let's just flush this one and move ahead. How about a little forward thinking?
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
All right, up next for the Milwaukee Bucks, a battle on Thursday night. I hate these, you know. Like, the reason I love baseball so much is that there's a game every single night. You get a team that puts up a stinker, you know, kind of like tonight, and you just wish that they were back at it tomorrow. Get the bad taste out of your mouth. But, you know, this gives the Bucks time, get back to Milwaukee, hang out with their family, eat some good cheese curds and brats, and have some nice cold beer and everything, get back to normal, get some rest. And then Thursday night, Indiana Pacers, 7 o'clock tip-off. You know, Indiana holding strong, they just won't go away. And, you know, Oladipo goes out, and it's surprising that, you know, that as of now, Indiana, they're still holding on to the 3 seed. And, you know, did I see that coming once Oladipo went out? Hell no. I thought they were going to fold like a cheap tent, but they didn't. So, you know, another game, Bogdanovic. That rolls right off the tongue. A little Thaddeus Young. I wish I would have named one of my kids Thaddeus. I like that name. You know, Tyreek Evans, he's a player. Collison, Turner. So, you know, it's not going to be easy. So, Bucks-Pacers, Thursday night, 7 o'clock tip, right after the final buzzer. Get right back here for the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Of course, back in action on Thursday night after that game. So, enjoy Milwaukee. You know, 3-2 on a 5-game road trip. It's not perfect. It's not what we all wish for. We all, you know, we're hoping that they would have done better. It's not the end of the world either. So, Bucks Twitter, chillax yourself and enjoy your night. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for Matt Velasquez for joining the show. Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. Great job, Evan. Nick Bodie pushing the right keys. I'm Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb. Have a great night, Milwaukee. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. Chuck and Winkler.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.